Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
What a day of racing at Randwick on Saturday. The Tab Epsom, the Metropolitan, the Hill, the two-year-olds, and it's going to be run on a good four-rated track with the warm weather that we've got as we record this on Thursday and particularly on Friday. Paul Joyce is joining us. Sir Paul, what a day of racing.
My favourite meetings of the year, Epsom Day. I think it's a terrific race, the Epsom. We've got a big field this year. I love the handicap conditions. It gives a lot of runners a chance, and from a punting viewpoint, if you like one, you can usually get a bit of a price about them. So a terrific day's racing. Good track, as you mentioned. The forecast is terrific, and bit of a cloudy day Saturday, but no real rain. So just looking forward to it.
Righto. Well, let's start with the Sky Racing Active Hill Stakes over the 2000. Best of Days has come out of this running in the Epsom. And at this stage, as we record this on Thursday, we're a bit unsure where Very Elegant runs. And it's crucial because she's really in the makeup of this race.
Well, she's got to be, doesn't she? She's a multiple Group 1 winner. And that puts her really strongly placed in this field. Speed-wise, well, it won't have much impact if she goes around or not. I think they'll have to ride her quietly from that gate and get her to settle, which leaves Samadout rolling along in front. I think Angel of Truth will keep him honest, and that'll just test him a touch at the trip. Our Sentry won't be far away either. So a moderately run 2,000. They won't be breaking any records up on pace, though. My number's 3196. That's for the first leg of the quaddy. I'm going to lean towards Lifeless Ordinary at the double-figure odds. Chris Waller, Hugh Bowman, we've got a good combination there. And I just think the market's totally underestimated this eight-year-old. He was flying during the winter. He won the Hollandale on a heavy track, but then he backed it up on a good track when runner-up in the Group 1 Doomben Cup behind Canedna. And then he went around in the O'Shea Stakes and was a bit unlucky to finish fourth behind Canedna. And again, he was close up through the line. So on that form, he could definitely win a Hill Stakes. He's only had the one run back. It was in the tramway on a lead that dominated a fair where he settled last. And he closed off with the best sectionals in the race. So I think he's coming in on a disguised first-up run. The market underestimated him, and we're getting big overs. So I'm happy to back him and put him on top in the quaddie. The one Samadout, well, I suppose we can forgive his George Main defeat on a soft track. He seems to race a lot better on top of the ground, which he'll get Saturday. And, of course, he was flying before that, winning the Winks and the Chelmsford. So I think you've got to put him in the quaddie at least. Number nine I'll put in as well, Very Elegant. As I said, two-time Group 1 winner. She's fitter for the two runs back. She's out for the right trip now. I'd prefer her on a soft track, but she'll have to do it on a good track on Saturday. And number six, Angel of Truth. Maybe he's ready to peak third up off a spell. He was much better in the George Main, and he hasn't been beaten far in those top-quality weight for age races. So I'm going to go 3, 1, 9, and 6 in the first leg. But if you want to jump on early, something on Lifeless Ordinary.
Okay, drawn inside there for Hugh Bowman. The first of the Group 1s, the Tab Epsom. We can look at this lineup and think, gee, look at all these. Look at all these horses on 50 and 50 and a half. Jockeys getting lightweight opportunities. Robbie Dolan, Cascadian, Scratch from Melbourne, runs here at 50 kilos. Take us through your thoughts on the Epsom.
Well, first of all, let's have a look at the speed, because it's funny, these Randwick miles recently, these big ones, Doncaster's Epsom, they're being dominated by on-pace runners, and the reason is we're just not getting the pressure in these races. We saw it in the Doncaster, of course, the first two round the turn, fought out the finish. One of those was Dreamforce, the other was Brutal. And I get the feeling the same thing could happen here. I've only got Dreamforce working across his leisure to basically sit outside the only other speed horse in the race, which is Gwenda Markwell's Ruffy, Arcademus. So if they settle 1-2 and basically slow things up, I just think it makes it almost impossible for the backmarkers. Mathematically, it makes it impossible. And, of course, they've got to negotiate a heap of traffic to get that dream run through the pack. So that's the way I'm leaning this year. I'm going for the quaddie. Well, for the quaddie, I'm just going numbers 1 and 9. So I'm really trimming it down. I quite fancy Dreamforce as one of the best bets of the day. So I'm happy to anchor him here. He's coming through weight for age form, which is always a good recipe for these handicaps. Yes, he's got 57. Yes, he's got the outside gate, but the 1600 start at Randwick. We saw it with Brutal last year. You just take your time, you work across. There's nothing else kicking up underneath you. And all of a sudden, that wide gate means nothing. All it means is we're getting a better price. I think the form's good. Second in a Doncaster, win the tramway. Second in the George Main behind Avilius at weight for age. I just don't think anything else in this race has that sort of form. So I'm happy to lean towards Dreamforce. But the weighted horse in the race is Colding. Now, Colding ran fifth in the tramway behind Dreamforce, but he never got a crack at them. That was the day Hugh Bowman rode him and he was climbing all over heels. He meets Dreamforce 7 kilos better for that clash in the tramway. And since then, he's come out and won the Bill Ritchie, where he came from basically last from an outside gate and ran them all down. So if Glenn Boss can find a spot on Colding with 50 and a half kilos and then get the clear crack at them late, and he will need everything to go right, I think he's the only horse that could really knock over Dreamforce. So big risk here, Andrew, for the quaddie, just numbers 1 and 9 because it's a 20-horse field. But that's the way I see this year's Epsom. Dreamforce should be winning, and Colding is the big danger.
Okay, well, that's important with your thoughts around barrier 20, because when you hear a drawn, you go, you've spelled it out really well there. 1 and 9 in the Tab Epsom. The other race is the Metropolitan. The Good Fight will come out of this race to run in Melbourne, so we're looking at a field of 16 at this stage, and a decision pending as well on Supernova. It's headed for both Sydney and Melbourne, so we'll wait on those. Is it the Waterhouse Bot pair out in front?
Yes, it is, and I think that'll be key to the race. We've got Stampede probably leading Hush Rider. And Gay Waterhouse, in going all the way back through her training, you know, she tends to find a couple of on-pace stays in these sort of races, and they sort of control things to some degree. You'd have to get a fly in the ointment there to make things sticky for those two on-paces. There's not a lot of other speed in Gay. There's the potential for a couple. You've got Attention Run, you've got Sir Charles Road, you've got Wugok. So something could press on and be a bit of a pest. But on paper, Gay and Adrian should be able to dictate the race. I've gone wide here. It's a really open Metrop. I've gone 5, 15, 1, 12, 3 and 6. So I'm going with Stampede. He's the informed stayer that should get the right run out in front. He's very well weighted off his Colin Stephen win. He's backing up 3 weeks in a row, but we know Gay's horses are tough. They're fit. And from out in front, I think he's the horse to beat. No, but there's a host of other chances. We'll start with the 15, Scarlet Dream. She's obviously scratched last week to be saved for this. She's got a lovely soft gait. The only 2,400-metre run was second in the Oaks. So I think she's a massive threat here on the 50 kilos. The one, Shraro, he's the horse that's ridiculous odds. He's had the two runs back, totally unsuitable races, gets out to the 2,400 now on top of the ground. Don't forget this horse, he was flying during the autumn, particularly when he hit a good track, and he hit the good track in the Sydney Cup. So with Hughie Bowman aboard, only 56 and a half, that's a bit deceptive. You see him as the top weight. He hasn't got much weight at all, and I think he's the overs. And then we throw in the ones for the quaddie, the 12 Brimham Rocks. I think you've got to have him in from the good draw. He was nosed out in this race last year, and you could argue he's going better this year. The 3 Grey Lion, well, he should have almost won the Kingston Town. He was climbing all over hills in the straight. Horror gate, but if he gets the brakes, he can win. And I think number 6, Wugok. I've always had him pegged as a wet tracker, but all of a sudden he's the pennies dropped him and he bolted the Wyong Cup in. And if you start to look at horses that he beat in the Wyong Cup, you struggle to find how they'll turn the tables on him. So I'm throwing him in as well. 5, 15, 1, 12, 3, 6.
Yeah, it's certainly one of those races, the Metrop this year. The Stitzel Sprint's not a bad race to finish it off either. Handle the Truth, a run into the Kosciuszko, Reel Him In Ruby, Star Boys going to the Kosciuszko. Gee, it's a good little race. What's your thoughts?
Great race to finish off and a tricky race. I think punters will have to go a bit wide here for the quaddie. I know I have. There's a bit of speed in the race, nothing hectic. It depends if Cattersby goes round because he's drawn the outside gate and will probably have to burn across. I've gone 8, 2, 3, 13 and 1. So we've got the 8 on top here, Handle the Truth. He's got the gun barrier. He's been trialling the house down. He's going to be basically wound right up for the Kosciuszko already. And I like Blake McDougall from the good gate, 53 kilos. I just think he's found the perfect race to kick himself into the Kosciuszko on a winning note. The 2 Signore Fox, tricky gate, but James McDonald's 3 from 3 on this horse, and he's been trialling him. And I just think if they happen to be swooping down the outside late, that barrier could all of a sudden be the right spot to be. Number 3, Star Boy, he can't knock his form on good tracks. 11 runs on good tracks. He's been the Quinella on 10 occasions. So he'll be right there in the firing line from the word go. And the other two I want for the quaddie, number 13, Reel Him In Ruby. Well, she's got the right gate to still a little bit closer. She's got a sharp turn of foot. She doesn't know how to run a bad race. You just look at her form. And what about the one Miss Fabulous? She's $20. Can you believe it? She was favourite for the flight stakes on this day last year. Here she's going around in a benchmark 88 at $21. And I just can't leave her out. She's too classy to do that. And I'd hate her to blow us out in the last leg. So we'll go 8, 2, 3, 13 and 1 in the final leg of the quaddie.
All right, so wide in those last couple there, Paul.
Yeah, I've had to trim up the Epsom, which is definitely a risk. but you've got to take some risks if you want to hit a good quaddie, and that's the leg I've gone for. It's $24 for 10% at this stage. Hopefully there aren't too many scratchings. I don't think there will be. There may be the odd dual accepted that we just have to take into account come Saturday morning, which I'll update at 10 o'clock when I'm speaking with you.
Good on you, Paul. Thanks for your podcast as regular. Can't wait for the racing. And, of course, you'll be on air right through the afternoon after all the stakes races on the National Racing Service. Enjoy your Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Royal Randwick on Saturday.